takeaway from this survey is that there's a growing awareness in healthcare that one of the sort of the resources that we don't tap in our healthcare system is the knowledge of patients. And so tapping that knowledge is something that we need to work harder at. And we believe that what we're finding is that although we say that we know the scores in Massachusetts from our statewide survey show that patients rank doctor-patient communication highly, we're beginning to peel back the onion and say, well, what exactly are they talking about? And are these conversations all about the, you know, sort of the things that really get at outcomes? And so these data are important. We don't have this is new data, and it's not available in other places. So we're fortunate that we do have a statewide survey that where we hear from our patients, and they're saying, you know, in fact, I'm not talking to my primary care clinician about my health goals very often, and I'm and you know, we're not having the conversation about what's making it hard for me to achieve those goals. So we think that this is a new opportunity to get to help build the relationship between the clinician and the patient, and have more meaningful conversations about what's going on in their lives.
How many years have you been conducting these surveys, and have you found there have been improvements in physician-patient communication over time?
Yes, we have been fortunate to be have conducted these surveys since 2005. So we have a very long trend data, and we find that the scores have consistently improved over the years. And once we feed back this information to the primary care offices themselves, they take these data very seriously, and they work hard to improve the scores. And so all the scores have been improving. And even these areas where, as I commented, the scores are not so high right now in Massachusetts. So, for example, the self-management support, they are continuing to go up. So it's a moving up gradually, but we still have a long way to go.
Why is the communication between the doctor and patient so vital to a positive outcome in healthcare?
Well, what we've found from research is that patients who are more engaged in their health, who have an active approach to improving their own health, do have much better outcomes. And so the challenge is how to engage patients to help them become more activated. And clearly, having a conversation explicitly about what patients hope to accomplish with their health, and then understanding what barriers the patients experience to prevent them from meeting those goals is really important, a very important dialogue for patients to have with their clinician.
Now, you said you share this information specifically with the physician, so they know how well they're doing. They're getting a scorecard, so to speak, right?
That is correct. MHQP sends this the performance results of our statewide survey. We make it available to all 500 practices that we survey. An important part of this survey is making it available to the public, and anybody that wants to look up their primary care clinician in Massachusetts can do that on our website. It's called Healthcare Compass MA. And so if you go to that site, you can then look up your put in your zip code and look up the performance of primary care practice sites near you. And we have data not only on our statewide patient experience survey results, but we also have clinical quality results.